kingdom conscious, make me currently conscious of the move of the kingdom. May you have greater discernment as you move in Christ. Glory to God. Our scripture reading tonight comes from Romans, the 5th chapter, beginning at verse 1. And for the most part, we're going to read it in its entirety. We're going to add to that 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse starting in verse 17, and we'll read that down through verse 21. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we'll add this in along the way. Chapter 5, verse 17 through 21, both we'll read in the New King James Version. Amen. Both we'll read in the New King James Version. Now, as we began to read Romans, the fifth chapter, beginning in verse 1, and we'll read it in its entirety because it's very difficult to chop up. You got to have it all. And besides, this is Bible study. Amen. So as you read this, and you Bible study students, always have a time for observation. Your initial time of studying has to be a time of observation. You have to be able to observe the text, observe objectively what you see, what you find, who's speaking, who is being spoken to, turning points, climax, all of these things that you read repeatedly and as you read thoroughly, you're going to find. Praise God. And so as we began to read this, I want to point to your attention that five times you see the concept of much more than. Amen. Much more than is five times. Also, we see four times the word through. Amen. And much more than and through. And both all four times of the word through, T-H-R-O-U-G-H, is in reference to Christ and through him and through the Son of God and through one man. Amen. So all things that are much more than the first Adam has been done through, amen, the person of Christ Jesus. Amen. The other thing that's necessary that you're going to see after verse 12 is this comparison between the first Adam and the second Adam. What you're going to see is the comparison, the first Adam and the second Adam. Also, what you're going to see is the result of offense entering into the world through the first Adam, and you're going to see the result of the second Adam, amen, the reconciliation, and we being justified to be reconciled. We justified to be reconciled. The word justification is a judicial term. It's a judicial term, and it literally means to be declared legally innocent. You've been justified. Amen. This is why Jesus told Mary when she saw him before his ascension, told her, don't hold on to me now. Don't hold on to me now because he had work to do to ascend to satisfy God's royal requirement, to satisfy God's royal requirement, amen, so that he can reconcile and have a relationship with a fallen creation, amen. When you look at Romans 4, and we'll talk more about this next week, in 23, Romans chapter 4 begins to introduce the concept of being justified in right standard, being, amen, before the Lord. We're justified so that we can be accounted righteous or in right standing. In verse 23, it says, now it was not written for his sake alone, talking about Abram, that it was imputed or put to one's account to him. Verse 24, but also for us. This was done not just for Abraham, but for us. Amen. And it shall be imputed to us who believe in him who raised up Jesus our Lord from the dead, who was, and this is my emphasis, and this is what's going to kickstart my conversation. Verse 25 says, who was delivered up because of our offenses. Christ was delivered up. Amen. Nobody took his life. He was delivered up, amen, because of our offenses. That's one thing. The second thing, he was raised because of justification. So, amen, we just can't say that he died. That was just for offenses. But when he was raised, it's for our justification, that the handwriting of requirement that was against us, amen, that was dealt with, amen. God's righteous law had to be dealt with. Glory to God. And so that begins a thought. And we'll talk more about this on next week. And that begins a thought that is introduced. Now, sometimes chapters and chapter breaks don't do the entire thought a justice, and this is one of those places, but we'll go on anyway. Chapter 5 and 1, the word therefore is there, and that's important to Bible students. When you see a therefore, it means consequently or as the or because of this or your next move, knowing and understanding the previous conversation. So we'll talk more next week about Romans 4 in regard to being justified by faith. Glory to God. And so verse therefore is saying, if you get and understand, have strong grasp of chapter 4, here's our next step. Amen. So he takes us from a believing Abraham to Christ. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that word peace, it simply means that is the absence of hostility. The absence of hostility. There's no more friction between us and God. Amen. And this happened through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand. We have access. So since there's no more hostility, all that God, would have us to receive is now given through Jesus Christ. We have access by faith. Glory to God. Thank you for this access in which we stand. And not only that, we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Amen. So that is, therein is my future, the hope of the glory of God. In verse 3, not only that, amen. And you see that not only that. He says, I'm going to thicken this thing. Glory to God. You see that word, not only that. You will see that about three times, not only that. And so he just wants to, amen, keep going. He wants to thicken the plot and say, that's not all I got to say. Verse 3 says, let me add a little more to this. Now, not only that, we also glory in tribulation, knowing that tribulation produces perseverance or patience, and that perseverance, character. Thank you, Lord. And that character, hope. Now, hope does not disappoint or make ashamed, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom was given to us. And so in that you see in the first 5 verses, the work of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And that's in your observation. You see the work of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in that first 5 verses. Let's see what else we see. For when we were still without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. That's the main thought. For scarcely a righteous man, one would die. And yet perhaps for a good man, someone even dared to die. But God demonstrated his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for the ungodly. That's we're going to thicken that. Amen. Christ died for the ungodly. Amen. In Adam, all fell. In Adam, all born without the spirit part alive. But we've been quickened. We've been made alive. And that through justification, that to be reconciled, been justified to be reconciled. Amen. All hostility has been wiped out of the way. The handwriting of requirement has been wiped out of the way. And therefore, God don't have to ignore his own righteous law to have a relationship with us. Why? Because Christ dealt with the violation. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's look at verse 9, because it introduces the first time of 5 where he says, much more than. Amen. So he adds to that. Now, he says, I said something good, but I got much more I want to say. It's going to make it even better. Much more than having been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath through him. For when we were enemies, amen, for if when we were enemies, be reconciled to God through the death of his son, here it is the word again, much more having been reconciled, we shall live by his life. Then he says this word again, not only that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom, look at that word, through whom That's four times in three verses it says it's through Christ whom we have received the reconciliation. Praise God. So this justification is necessary for reconciliation. This justification, and it's by his blood, it costs. Glory to God. It's necessary for a reconciliation. He's our high priest when they stood him up. Glory to God. He's our lamb when he died. He took his own blood as the lamb, from the himself, the lamb, entered into the heavens as our high priest and satisfied the righteous requirement. Amen. Verse 11, let's read that again. Not only that, we also rejoice in that God, through our Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and through whom we have received the reconciliation. Let's keep going. Verse 12. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered the world, and death through sin, God promised the soul that sinned shall die. In the day that you eat of the fruit, you shall surely die, be disconnected from me. And then the process of dying starts as well. So two type death. The instant death is the separation from life, which is of God. And then the process of dying is later on, but the promise still stands. Amen. Therefore, just as through one man, this one man, sin entered the world, and death through sin, and thus death, amen, spread to all men because all sin. We were in that. We were in this as seed in Adam. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there's no law. You can't hold me to it when there's no law. Nevertheless, now death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam. In other words, he's saying that even from Adam to Moses, before the law, that's why it says from Adam to Moses, death, the principle, the law of death still had to function because God made a promise. Glory to God. Verse 15, but the free gift, look at this comparison. Look at this comparison from what Adam did, but come out the free gift of Christ. Amen, the grace of Christ. But the free gift is not like the offense. For if by one offense many died, look at this, much more the grace of God, amen, and the gift by the grace of this one man, Jesus Christ, abound to many. And look at verse 16, the gift is not like that which comes through the one who sinned. For the judgment which came from the one offense resulted in condemnation. But the free gift, look at God, which came from many offenses resulted in justification. You notice the comparison between the first Adam, amen, and Christ, they call the second Adam. The first Adam got us in trouble, but the second Adam got us out of trouble. Amen. Verse 17, for if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, glory to God, here it says again, much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, amen, will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. Praise God. This one Jesus Christ, this one man, this one, glory to God, that came through the volume of the book to do the will of the Father. Let's look at verse 18. Therefore, as through one man's offense, judgment came to all men, resulting in condemnation, even so through one man, but through one man's righteous act, amen, the free gift came to all men, resulting in the justification of life. And that word again, for as by one man's disobedience, amen, many were made sinners, also by, amen, one man's obedience, many were made righteous. Look at that comparison. Verse 20, moreover, the law entered that offense might abound. Now, where sin abounds, grace abounds much more. And that's the fifth time he used the concept, the two words together, much more. So that sin reigned in death, even so grace might reign to the righteous, right through righteousness to the eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise God. Amen. So tonight I want to deal with this subject. Amen. The one man. Praise God. The one. This one Adam, this first Adam, when he sinned, the result was, amen, condemnation. The result was separation. Amen. The result was the entrance of sin. The result was being kicked out of the garden. Amen. But this one man, Christ, says to God in Hebrews, amen, 11, give me a body. I'm sorry, Hebrews 9, give me a body. Amen. And I'll do your will. So through 42 generations, Jesus came to the one man to reconcile all back to Christ. Glory to God. And so when you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, amen, verse 17, man, this thing got good. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17 in the New King James Version said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, there it is again, he is a new creation, amen, not remodeled, not a fix on the old, amen, not some kind of manipulation of the old. He's a new creation. That means something out of nothing, never existed before. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. Amen. So if you say, I believe in God, but I don't believe in the Son, you don't have the reconciliation, and that is the spirit of the Antichrist. Amen. Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ. Amen. And has given us the ministry of reconciliation. As he is, so shall we minister. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, not putting into their account, not holding it against them. Amen. Wiping away the handwriting of requirement. Amen. And has committed to us, amen, the word of reconciliation. Amen. Committed to us the word of reconciliation, as Christ reconciled, and this is the basis, this is the power, this is the revelation. Now we function in that ministry, the word of reconciliation. Verse 20, amen, takes it further, how we are functioning in Christ. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. Look at that. We are ambassadors for Christ. As though God was pleading through us, we implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. And so in that, in verse 20, amen, and 19 and 20, it then involves us in this process. 19 and 20 involves us as we that are in Christ, that are believed, involves us in the ministry of reconciliation. We are ambassadors for Christ, amen, as though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf. Amen. That's what ambassadors mean. Amen. On the behalf of another, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Our right standing, whereby, amen, we have been justified, is because of Christ. We have right standing. We have a right to be there because of Christ. I'm with him. So if you rob the individual of the person and the ministry work of Christ, first in the heavens, then in the earth realm, praise the name of the Lord, amen, that person has been ripped away from their kinsman redeemer and is now null and void. Glory to God. This is how nasty, this is how insidious this thing is. Amen. So Christ's work was first in heaven. Christ's first work was to ascend and bring peace with God. Glory to God. Amen. In that we were hostile. Bring peace with God. Praise God. You can't have the peace of God until you have, there is peace with God, and there's no longer the offense, the violation, amen, that many think that God just looked over. No, he didn't look over. He's satisfied. Christ satisfied the requirements. Amen. How did he do it? Amen. How did he justify us? By his blood. Amen. So he took his blood that was shed in the earth realm. He took to the heavens. He sprinkled the mercy seat, as all high priests do. But this one man, glory to God, This one man, according to, let's look at this in Hebrews 10, verse 11 through 18. My God, thank you, Jesus. This Hebrews 10, 11 through 18 in the New King James Version says, and every high priest stands ministering daily, offering repeatedly the same sacrifices, which can never take away sin. All of the blood that ran in the, amen, through the Kedron Valley, all of the blood that was shed, all of the rams and all of the goats and all, amen, of the sheep could not take away sin. It could only atone. That's why they had to do it the year of atonement every year. Amen. They could not take away sin. It says, but this man, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down at the right hand of God. Every high priest up to that point, before he could offer, amen, before he could offer sacrifices, he had to first offer sacrifice for himself. Before he could offer sacrifice for the peoples, he had to first offer sacrifice for himself. But the book of Hebrews, when it speaks of the superiority of this man, this Christ, is that he offered one sacrifice. Amen. And that wasn't for him because he had no sin. The one time for us. Glory to God. And he sat down at the right hand of God. For that time waiting until his enemy was made his footstool. Look at verse 14. For by one offering he has perfected forever. He has perfected forever those who are being sanctified. Amen. But the Holy Spirit also witnessed to us. For after he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days. Glory to God, says the Lord. I will put my law in their hearts, and in their minds I will write them. And then, he added, their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Now, where there is remission of these, now there is no longer an offering for sin. Where there's remission, glory to God, for these, that, amen, where there is a forgiveness of sin. Thank you, Father. Where there is forgiveness, there's no longer need for an offering for sin. Why? Because Christ satisfied all that the Lord, glory to God, all that the writing that was against us, Christ did it. I'm talking about this one man. Glory to God. And so this one man, one time for the many, that we might be, beloved, amen, have this standing in God whereby we are righteous, a right standing, we have been reconciled, we have been judicially justified to be reconciled, justified so that we can be reconciled, and therefore we have this access, amen, we have access, we can come, according to Hebrews 4, we can come boldly before the throne, glory to God, we can come boldly, why, because we've been granted this access, glory to God, Christ came, amen, to grant us access. That's one of the reasons. Praise God. Hebrews 4 and 14 says, seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast the profession of our faith. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize, thank you, Jesus, with our weaknesses, but was at all points tempted as we are, amen, yet without sin. Amen. As a result, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in the time of need. This access, this new and living way was, amen, was obtained by the shedding of the blood of Christ. The Bible says that when Jesus died, that the veil of the temple, amen, it ripped from top to bottom. Amen. That'll mean a lot until you do the research. To find out how tall it was and to find out how thick it was, that it was impossible for anyone with their bare hands to rip it from top to bottom. Glory to God. This was an act of God signifying a new and a living way, signifying a new and a living way that was bought for me. Ah, thank you, Lord. That was, amen, made for us that we might have access into the presence of God and be reconciled. Glory to what the first Adam lost, the second Adam has regained for us. And amen. And you got to go back and get this and read this in your study. Praise God. This first Adam, amen, resulted in condemnation and separation. But this second Adam resulted in, amen, in justification and reconciliation. Justified God first so that I can be reconciled, we can be reconciled to God. This end, there, right here, beloved, is where our relationship stands. Glory to God. That Christ died for our offenses, but rose for our justification. Thank you, Father. Amen. And the reason why we're talking like this is that so that your understanding of what it costs to be a believer, so your understanding of what it costs to have access through prayer and through worship, amen, to be in a new covenant, a new system whereby we don't have to bring our own sacrifices. Because what the one did was an eternal work. No longer do we have to do that. Glory to God. Amen. Those things were shadows of the things of come, but the substance is of Christ. Those things were shadows, not the hope, not the thing, not the reality, but it was the shadow teaching us until faith came, until Christ came. And so I'm talking like this because as the week go on, rejoice and be glad that Christ gave his life so that we may have life. Amen. As the week go on and Thursday night comes, amen, remember our Lord and our Savior, his struggle in the Garden of Gethsemane. Go back and study that humanity wanted the hour to pass by, but the divinity said, not my will, but your will be done. Amen. The humanity saw him as sweat, amen, as great drops of blood, under extreme duress, under extreme stressful situations, it's possible for blood vessels that are near sweat vessels to burst. And while you're sweating, blood get in the sweat. And it appears though you're sweating blood because of the great stress. None of us have been under any of that kind of duress, but Christ did it for us. Glory to God. And as you think of him being betrayed by Judas with a kiss, while you think of him being left alone, hallelujah, we ought to give him praise and we ought to glory to God. And as often as you take that communion, do it in remembrance of what he done for us. Every time you do it, remember it, amen, it's got to be afresh. It can never be a religious activity. It's got to be a lifestyle and it's got to be fresh every time, amen, as we think about what he's done. And so the one got us in trouble. I got to get done. But the second Adam got us out of trouble. Glory to God. And so this week is coming up of the two holidays, the birth of Jesus Christ that we celebrate and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. And yes, the resurrection is after the Sabbath. As believers in Christ, amen, Christ-like believers, that's why we don't celebrate the Sabbath. We celebrate Sunday, which is the resurrection of the Son of God. Glory to God. But we miss all of that out of John 4. Praise God with the Samaritan woman. We got much more to say about that. Amen. Praise God. But the point that we're making is that Christ has made available to us all things that the Father has. He says in this, and I'm done. Amen. He says, amen, in John 16, what things were of the Father, amen, he has given to the Son. And what things that are the Son, he's given to the Holy Spirit. Amen. And it's in that exchange of what's of the Father, what's of the Son, that's in this age of the Holy Spirit. It's in that, glory to God, we have been given, granted access. And in that, we our true identity of who we are in Christ comes to pass. It's in that, glory to God, the deep things of God have been shared. The identity of the believer has been given, and we have ministry, engagement. We are embraced in this covenant called reconciliation. God pleading, amen, to mankind, pleading, amen, to man through us, amen, be reconciled to God. So we partake in this covenant right of reconciliation. We become ambassadors for Christ. Amen, pleading with man to be ye reconciled unto God. What the first Adam got us into, the second Adam, amen, through this reconciliation is getting us out of, whereby we're back into a type of Garden of Eden on earth. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. So I want to say this, and I'm done. Rejoice and be glad. Thank you, Father. Rejoice and be glad at every thought of what he's done. At every, when you come to your remembrance of what he has procured for us, amen. When you think of his goodness, hallelujah, amen, that where sin abounds, grace does much more. When you hold fast to what he has died for, glory to God, amen. When you remember that, rejoice, praise God, and give God praise, amen. Not just this week as a religious observation. Thank you, because to whom much has been given, much is required. Not just this week, glory to God, just because it be coming up to the resurrection, amen, of the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't know what Easter is, but I know about the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Rejoice and be glad. And give him glory every day you think about it. Thank you, Father, because it is to you, beloved, that you study and understand all that Christ has done for us. Amen. And how it was procured. Amen. And it's by the blood we have been justified. We have been, those who are far off, we've been brought near by the blood. Thank you, Father. We've been procured by the blood. We've been washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. And as you think of his goodness and you think of it, amen, you ought to celebrate. You ought to give him thanks. Amen. You, every time you think about it, you ought to tell him thank you. Amen. Because I was a wretch undone. And before I was even conceived, Christ died for the ungodly. So just give him praise this week and thank him and celebrate him for his right standing that he has procured for us. Amen. And that through the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Amen. So this is a blessing for us. And this is God's love demonstrated towards us. God's love demonstrated towards us. Amen. The highest level of love is the giving of one's life. And Christ has done it all. Since he gave his life, amen, let us don't run off. And Jesus bear this cross and all the world go free. Amen. Must Jesus bear this cross alone and all the world go free? There's a cross for each one of us. Amen. And let us bear the cross. Let us pick it up and bear, amen, with the work of Christ in our mind, pleading to men, be you reconciled to God. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, I bless you, God, and I thank you for the free gift. I thank you, Father God, for the work accomplished through your Son. And through him, we have peace. Through Christ, we have peace. But thank you, Father. Through Christ, we have peace with you. We have peace in us. And thank you that all things have been done well through the Jesus Christ. Amen. And through him, we have access. Thank you, Father. Through him, we have access. And through Christ, we've received the reconciliation. Even while we were enemies, Christ died for us. And even much more, Father, we will live through his death. And so, Father, we thank you, we bless you, magnify you, adore you. You're God by yourself. Besides you, there is none other. We praise you right now for your kindness. We thank you for your mercy. We glorify your grace. In Jesus' mighty name, and amen.